Welcome to the first preliminary episode of The Final Judgment. The reason why we're classifying this episode as a preliminary episode is simply because we didn't have a name for the actual podcast just yet. You will hear throughout the episode us call the podcast Rate For It a numerous amount of times, but that was just a little trial run, and we found something bigger and better. The Final Judgment. So we hope that you guys enjoy the episode, and let us know what you think. Thank you so much for tuning in, and have a great time. Well, dear Lord, thank you guys for enjoying the second installment of our second podcast, Rate For It. The podcast where Patrick and I pick a general topic, and then we pick random items that belong to said topic and decide whether or not that item is overrated, underrated, or the rare perfectly rated. We say it's rare, but I feel like we said a lot of the last ones in the first episode were perfectly
rated.
Probably
about
a good
third
feeling.
Of the time, yeah.
Yeah. It's not going to be as rare as we say it is, but it's a rare perfectly rated, especially when we agree on it. So, Patrick, what is today's topic?
Well, fitting with hopefully when we can actually release this episode.
Fingers crossed.
We're talking about the season of fall.
Ooh. The season of fall, which I will say while we were going through trying to figure out what we wanted to rate, it was kind of hard to think outside of the box and not pick some of the most obvious answers. So I hope you guys are pleasantly surprised with how out of the box some of us and some of our guesses are. Mind you, anything fall really goes. As long as it's somewhat related, I think that counts as some points, right?
I got you. It sounds like you're trying to make some excuses for something that doesn't really relate to fall, but all right.
Kind of. Half fall. Half
it's
fall.
Interesting.
I'm really reaching.
How late into the year fall actually goes.
Yeah.
It's always so weird.
Deep. Like, when is the end of fall?
December 22nd, yeah.
Dear God, that is much later. I was thinking early December, but for some reason, late December seems so much later. Wow. So Christmas barely falls into winter, honestly. It's the start.
Yeah.
Absolutely
I almost think
bonkers.
They should just move it back a month. Like, I feel like September is a good fall month, but December is not a fall month to me.
No, I would agree. September, solid month. December, not a fall month.
Overrated December, fall month.
Overrated. We're already starting. And we're agreeing. Overrated. December is winter. We'll throw it out there. September, though. That's a pretty early fall, I will say.
Yeah, that is true.
This is an early fall, especially right now. I mean, today was like 96 degrees. It doesn't feel like fall.
No, not at all.
So I don't know. Maybe they nailed it on the head. All right. Shall we go ahead and get this bad boy initiated? Would you like to start first or would you like me to start first?
Oh, it doesn't matter. You seem pretty excited about it, so go ahead and
throw
it down.
I think I'm going to start basic initially, and then as we go and continue, I'll throw out some more wild and wilder ones. All right, you ready for it?
I'm ready.
First things first, fall classic, haunted corn mazes.
Oh, I had that.
Perfectly rated. Perfectly rated. Haunted corn mazes are top tier enjoyment, top tier times, and usually for a pretty decent price. Perfectly rated.
Do you think perfectly rated? I feel like a lot of people don't like going to them because of either they don't like being scared or it's not scary enough.
Well, if it's not scary enough, like what else are you going to get besides a horror movie? A horror movie and haunted corn mazes is going to be your like best bet, I guess.
Yeah,
and if it's not enough, then you're probably one of those people that go to like those haunted houses and pay for them to be able to do what they want to you for a couple hours. Which seems pretty intense. I don't know if I would do it.
There are ones where you can get like buried alive too.
Yeah. There's some that's like if you can last 12 hours inside of our establishment, we'll give you $10,000. I'm pretty sure.
Oh, really?
Like that. Yeah. There's some that have like monetary prizes, but they literally can do that. They can touch you. They can do pretty much what they want as long as it doesn't cause like severe bodily harm.
Wow.
But they can choke you and I don't know. I'm not about that. That's a little too weird for me. But haunted corn maze is perfectly rated. If that's not enough for you, maybe you got to look into something else. I don't know. But I'm sure the experience you're looking for, you're going to be paying a lot heftier of a price, to say the least. If it's too scary for you, then you're not my crowd. That's okay. You can stay home that beautiful Friday Eve. I shall go out with some other goobers who like mass people screaming at us. Would you ever participate in one? I've thought about that a lot,
actually.
Oh, to
be a volunteer? Yeah?
Yes. I would love. Honestly, I might actually try and find a part-time job doing that. I think that would be so much fun.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if I would.
Really? Even if you got to pick your own, like, say there's 100 different scenes, you know, inside whatever corn maze you're doing. Hundreds a lot. But you get to choose the character you want. You still wouldn't do it. Get paid to just yell
at
people.
Yeah, no, I think I actually would do it. That would be fun just to see the people's reactions.
Yeah. Oh, my God. We should do a Spice It Up episode. We should do a Spice It Up episode where we become Haunted Corn Maze volunteers. Or, ready for it? The ultimate Spice It Up. We join a Haunted Corn Maze, but we're not employed by them. We just join the corn maze and scare people for fun. We bring our own costumes. We scare the workers. Maybe a little illegal. Who knows?
You might end up getting punched. I feel like I hear that's a common thing for those type of workers.
Really? Wow. Aggressive. We'll see. You guys might be seeing something in the WGO side coming up. All right. Haunted Corn Mazes, what do you vote for?
I say it's underrated. I think a lot of people don't appreciate it for how good of entertainment it is. And it's a limited time, too, which I feel like adds to the appeal. Yeah.
All right. You've moved me to underrated. I'll shoot for it.
All right.
I do enjoy it. The seasonal thing is what got me the most. Beautiful efforts.
So I got, wait for it, jumping into a pile of leaves that you just raked.
I'm going to say, as an adult, overrated. As a young child, 100% underrated. That's fantastic. You enjoy it. What was your verdict? I didn't even give you the chance to answer. I apologize.
Yeah, geez, you stole it from me. You got really excited.
I did.
I don't know. I still think it's underrated even as an adult. It's
really? How large of a leaf pile do you have to have to be able to make that jump comfortable, though? Think about that.
You have to have a pretty big pile, but it gives you something. Instead of it just being a chore, you get a little fun at that.
All right. But don't you have to clean it up again right afterwards? Cause it's
a little
go
bit, very minimally.
All right, hear me out. What if I add to it? I had written down leaf blowers. Okay. Underrated. Leaf blowers are god tier. If you add a leaf blower instead of the rake, I'm in. Perfectly rated.
That's fair. Okay.
Raking, though, dear God, just takes so long. It takes so long, especially a big yard. A lot of trees. Holy moly. Too much.
Yeah.
The chore of it made it overrated for me.
Well, that's why I mentioned specifically jumping into a pile of leaves after you're done raking.
Okay.
That was
without
the thing.
The
it
rake.
Wasn't raking it up and then jumping right. into it. It was the fun part at the end.
The fun part at the end, 100% underrated. Fantastic. Love some leaves. Speaking of leaves, the squish of stepping on dead leaves as you're walking somewhere.
Ooh.
Very underrated. Very nice.
I'm starting to see a pattern here. I think most of these things are going to be underrated because fall is both of our favorite seasons.
100%. That's what I was trying to think of things that are overrated, and it was a really hard time for me. I think I found some that we can agree on, but we'll get there. We definitely have some where we're gonna banter a little bit, for sure. Leaves, though. Stepping on dead leaves. Tell me that noise isn't, for some weird reason, perfect.
It is very nice, but what about crunching on new snow? I think
that's
better. I know.
That is better. I'll give you that. But we're talking about fall here. That's the best sound step you're going to get.
I think it's perfectly rated. I don't know if it's underrated. Because there are better, more satisfying walks at different times of the year. I don't know.
Kit, let me paint the picture for you.
Okay. Two paths diverge in a yellow wood.
Yes. Young Patrick walking home from school. Sun's starting to set early because it is late fall. Every step you hear a little whoosh, whoosh, whoosh as you're crunching on those leaves. It's not too cold out, but it's just a little bitter. Giving your hair a little standing on it. Tell me, there's something interesting about that moment. We all can realize that moment. It's a truly great moment. And without the sound of the leaves crunching, that moment's empty. Underrated.
I don't know. I still think you get a majority of the feeling just with color changing on all the leaves and having some of those on the ground and all of that. I don't think it's the sound that really makes it. I think it's the crispness of the air.
The crispness is top quality. I'll give you that.
The leaves all over. I don't know. I'm going to say it's perfectly rated. It's nice, but it's not, I don't know, nothing special to me, I guess.
All right, first disagreement, and that's A-OK. It's stepping on a leaf. It's really not the biggest deal. What else you got?
I had related to that leaf tourism. So
what
going
is
to
that?
Travel to different places to see the
look
color changing of the
leaves.
That's more of like a southern thing, traveling up north to see that, or if you're in a city, traveling out to the countryside and all of that.
Very interesting.
It's good for their economies of the rural areas. It's I forgot to even rate it. Wait for it.
Uh-oh.
Underrated.
Really? You're going underrated on
it. It's beautiful. Just driving through any rural countryside with leaves changing all over, it's awesome.
I feel like we just got spoiled with it where we lived.
Yeah.
I feel like I couldn't imagine traveling very far to see the leaves changing, simply because I grew up with it. Maybe if I've seen pictures and I've never actually seen that like beautiful rainbow of colors,
I could
see myself doing it.
If you live downtown Chicago and there's not a tree in sight, you don't want to go out to a suburb or something at least to see some leaves change?
I'm not
saying you're traveling across the entire world.
Yeah, the whole world. Wow, that's a big travel to be able to see some leaves.
They're important leaves.
Hmm.
And then also down south, you don't really get leaf changings or leaf color changing.
Much.
If you get south.
Yeah, how is Florida's leaves, honestly? I don't think I've ever asked.
Yeah, it doesn't really change that much because most of the leaves don't really fall.
Yeah. Colorado's kind of sad. Colorado,
yeah.
it's there's not a lot of variety. It's mainly that yellow-brown leaf that it turns to.
Pretty much
all of them. Or pine trees. I know. Yeah, there's hardly any reds. There's hardly... It's not a lot of variety, so it is very dissatisfying, I feel like, in fall. But the mountains do add to it, which is kind of nice. So it's kind of hit or miss. I don't know. Now that you're saying it, honestly, I might want to travel back to Wisco simply just to see the leaves change. You got me. Underrated.
There we go.
Boom. Wisco, we were very lucky to have Wisco. I feel like Wisco's leaves were perfect.
Yeah,
gorgeous all over the place. Oh, the red ones are definitely top tier. How about that? Red leaves. Underrated.
For sure.
Ah!
It makes
perfectly
it.
Rated. They're the best ones, dude.
Oh, yeah.
And I think we all know it. If your favorite's the yellow-brown, I'm sorry. We can't be friends. That's a problem.
That is true.
That is a real problem. All right. The word autumn.
That's a good one.
That is a good one. I don't even know how to rate it myself. It's so hard. I can't tell if I hate it, love it. It's a hate-love relationship. I'm going to have to say underrated. It's fall's more sophisticated cousin. It's perfect. Autumn. I don't even know why we changed it to fall. I know we did an episode on it during the Halloween one forever ago. I don't remember the real reason, and it bothers me. I'll have to rewatch our own episode.
Yeah, I don't know. I also have a love-hate relationship with it. Autumn sounds very nice, but at the same time, it sounds a little pretentious. So,
I know. I was going to say, he sounds a little like he'd be a prick.
Yeah.
If he was a season, he'd be kind of the douchiest season of all of them.
Probably.
Summer, spring, winter, and then autumn. Autumn sounds... If your name's Autumn, I'm sorry. We're roasting the crap out of your name. It maybe just paired up to fall. But fall, like, when you do the thing, like, which one does not belong? Spring, summer, winter, fall. I feel like fall sticks out a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah. Autumn
but
does
hear me
seem
out
to
now.
Fit better there. Yeah.
Winter, spring, summer, autumn. It sounds better. It just does. I'm still going underrated.
I think I would have said... Overrated originally. You brought me down to perfectly rated.
PR.
I don't think I can get all the way down to underrated there. All
right. I'll accept the movement.
But I could do without it.
I like it.
Daylight savings time.
Oh, you stole that one from me.
Oh.
That's one that I think we both are going to agree on.
Yeah. I have to say, very overrated.
100%. It's not useful anymore. There's no point.
Not at all.
Take it out.
I agree. It is nice. You fall back, you get an extra hour in fall, it's still overrated.
Honestly.
I mean, it just messes up your sleep schedules for the spring. It's, I don't know.
And then you lose that hour in spring anyway, so you're like, woo, I get it now, but I'm going to get screwed in the future. Who cares? I don't need it. Let's just keep the time the way it is.
Yeah, and falling back, it just makes it darker earlier in the day, I'm pretty sure. Yeah, and so then you're just done with work, and then it's already dark, and you're just like, cool, I'll go to bed now.
Sick. I appreciate it. That does suck. When it's like end of fall, getting into winter, getting dark at 4:30 p.m., that is some pretty rough times.
Yeah.
Very rough times. Cornucopias.
Ooh.
I really have no use for them. I've only seen them in pictures. It's a weird basket.
You never had to make really... one in elementary school?
Maybe like an art project thing, but never like an actual basket. It seems not practical by any means. I'm throwing it out there. Overrated.
Yeah. I mean, I could see that for just about any decoration for a holiday or season. A lot of times I'd say that's overrated. A little unnecessary.
I could see more decorations for Halloween.
Yeah.
But who does Thanksgiving decorations? That doesn't really make too much sense.
Yeah, what else would you even do?
I don't know.
I feel like that's the only decoration you do for Thanksgiving. And
get a live turkey. Just let it run around the house for a little while.
There you go.
Cornucopia is overrated.
I agree.
What is the real purpose? Was it used as a basket, but just very strange looking? I don't know what the purpose of a cornucopia is. Name of the cornucopia, though? Underrated. That is a solid word for a mediocre item.
That is true. I wonder if it has, does it at all have to do with everything that you're displaying with it? Like all the variety of foods or whatever it is that's in? Is the cornucopia the basket or is it the whole presentation of everything?
I thought the cornucopia was the basket, but now that you said the presentation, that also makes sense. I'm going to look it up. We're doing a mini WGO. Oh my God. I don't even think the basket's a real cornucopia.
Oh no.
I think a cornucopia is supposed to be a goat horn.
Oh, really?
A goat horn overflowing with flowers, fruit, and corn. I think. Oh, or an ornamental container shaped like a goat's horn. The original cornucopia was a goat horn.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's the display. You're right. I don't think it's simply just the basket.
It talks about having all the other stuff with it. Yeah.
Yeah, because copia meaning plenty in Latin, and cornu meaning horn. The horn of plenty.
Ah.
Ooh.
Are goat horns usually hollow, or did they hollow those out?
Most likely hollowed them out, because back in our hunting episode, horns never fall off.
Oh, right, yeah.
So I would assume that it's probably pretty solid in there with some bone that they probably hollowed out. How do you hollow out a bone, though? That's pretty intense, especially back in the day. Chipping away at some rock.
I think that's why they moved to wicker baskets.
Yeah. We can't find a... And that had to be a pretty large goat horn, too. How old is that goat that you
slaughter? Yeah, because a lot of times you put a pumpkin in there.
We're killing God status goats over here so we can put pumpkins in its horn. Hell yeah, brother. All right, very strange. Cornucopias, y'all.
If it was a goat horn, though, I would give it a perfectly rated.
I would give it, yeah, if it was an actual goat horn, 100% underrated. Or perfectly rated. If it was a monster goat horn, like the cornucopia baskets we see, honestly, it might move me down to an underrated. It all depends on the size.
I'd be a little sad about the goat, but yeah.
Died of natural causes, large goat horn, God status.
Died in its sleep.
You are.
Don't worry.
Underrated.
Yeah.
What else you got, buddy?
I got jack-o'-lanterns that are carved to look like they're eating other jack-o'-lanterns and various other jack-o'-lantern designs that are fun.
I do like that. That's 100% underrated for me.
Definitely underrated.
If you, oh my God.
That is my favorite jack-o'-lantern design. I don't know why, but always a big pumpkin eating a little pumpkin.
It gets me every time. I did that specific design, I think, 3 years ago.
Oh.
Or 4 years ago. And honestly, turned out decent. I even put a little worried face on the mini pumpkin.
Yes.
And it turned out beautiful. Probably my best pump. Yeah, jack-o'-lanterns in general, underrated. I'm throwing it out there.
Yeah, I agree.
It's too great. I know it's a huge fad, but it's the best thing ever. It's just perfect. There's nothing else I'd want to see more on Halloween night, spooky season, besides just a bunch of glowing gourds sitting around people's residence. It's perfect.
And there's so much you can do with them, too.
Like, 100%.
You can make whole scenes with them instead of just like the generic face that a lot of people do.
Exactly. And even if you want to make the generic face, guess what? It's your pump. It's your life.
It still adds the ambiance.
Bada bing, bada boom. Yeah. You're adding to the world. You're doing great. Even if you just put a simple smiley face. So thank you for carving your pump. Cuffing season.
I was thinking about something like that, but I couldn't exactly figure out how to phrase it.
Yeah. Cuffing season, though. For those of us who are listening right now that don't know what it is, there's a weird thing that we do as humans where our species realizes that kind of some shortened days, longer nights are coming. And so we as a species intentionally find a partner for a short-term season simply that way we are not as alone during the long nights. And it became so popular that it actually gained a season and gained actual like attention because it's just something that we all do, which is very strange. It's a weird behavior. But for how social we are as a species, that kind of makes sense, I would guess.
Yeah.
Cuffing season, though. I'm throwing out perfectly rated.
Okay.
Long nights, like I said. But you found someone you're not too serious with, but serious enough with that you'll spend a decent little while.
A season. With them.
A season, maybe even a late winter. 2 seasons with them. That's a half year. That's a lot of memories. That's a lot of loving. And you got a lot of long nights coming with you. Cuffing season, perfectly rated. If you have a good season, though. If it's an ugly season, can be a bit rough. Then you're extra long.
Yeah,
extra dark.
If you have a lonely season, it might not be the best. If you're uncuffed.
Oh, no. Raw and uncuffed. Yeah, that'll be a rough season. If you're on uncuffed, that's definitely going to be an overrated season for you, and I apologize. Single partner, perfectly rated. Uh-oh. Wait for it. Rate for it. Multiple partners cuffing season. Underrated? Would you say one partner or multiple partners for cuffing season?
I don't know. I assume that cuffing meant you're tied to one person with, handcuffs.
I could understand that, but dare I say we adventure out to more than just 2 holes in the handcuff. Maybe it's experimental 3-cuffer. Who knows?
You do have another hand that's probably not cuffed and could be cuffed to something else.
You could get a second cuff out there.
You could make a whole train
a ring of cuffs.
Cuffed people.
Oh. Get trained. We're getting train cuffed.
We're revolutionizing cuffing season right now.
Think about that. Right for it. Train cuffing season is coming. Couple
choo
more
choo.
Years. Choo choo. Cuffing season is upon us. Next stop. I was very excited for that one. It's probably what I was most excited for. It's just going down here from here. down here from here? Downhill from here. There we go.
It is actually interesting that 9 months after that cuffing season is the months with the highest birth rates, at least in the northern hemisphere, or more northern areas. But then as you get to towards the equator, it pushes back a few months because it doesn't get cooler until a few months later.
Different cuffing season.
Yeah. Late cuffing season.
I just follow, actually, I travel the world, but I follow it by cuffing season.
24. So everywhere. Yeah, always cuffing season.
I'm in 24/7 cuff, my guy. I'm a cuff master.
I'm on lockdown.
That's amazing. Do you have any more ratings, my sweet dude?
Yep, I got chubby squirrels getting ready for their winter hibernation.
Chubby squirrels was all you had to say. Didn't even have to be fall. Underrated.
Underrated as well.
I love a great fat squirrel. He's doing his damn job. He knows what's coming. He's got to fight to survive. That plump little bastard's going to make it, too.
Always munching on some acorns. It's the greatest seeing him eat like that.
Yeah, it's pretty... we're not going to talk about squirrels. I was about to fucking go deep into squirrels. I'm doing it. The fact that they bury acorns, forget about it for months, and then winter comes around, they're like, holy crap, I got to eat those nuts. And then they somehow can sometimes find them. Sometimes. They don't always find them. That's pretty impressive. And they get real chubby and they look adorable. I, after this, want to look up the world's fattest squirrel. I would love to see a documentation of that.
Yeah. Do you think it's probably a captive squirrel, though? Does that make it less?
Yeah, if it's captive, don't count. It's got to be a wild, fat squirrel. And that's what I'm talking about. Warm apple cider. We're going back to the basics.
Ooh.
That's the drink of fall. If you say pumpkin spice, I'll slap you. Warm apple cider. Any day. And if you're looking for an adult beverage, a damn hot toddy. Oh. Underrated.
What is that made with? I know it's some sort of alcoholic apple cider, but what exactly
apple
is
cider? Warm apple cider. And just a shot of whiskey. That's all you need. Maybe a little cinnamon in there if you're really shooting for a little extra. That's all. And it's so good. Oh, my God. I don't know why you're outside for a very long time, but say you have to shovel a whole lot. Maybe you're making a snowman. You're oh, my God.
Snowman in fall?
Yeah. Early winter. Or early a snowstorm. Whatever the reason is. Fall can sometimes get cold at night.
Yeah, sometimes.
You're outside. It's cold as hell. You come in. Warm apple cider already takes the cake. Say it's close to bedtime, though. You dash a little whiskey in there. Oh, now you got a warm, beautiful liquid in your belly. You're starting to feel a little giddy. You're sleepy. Boom. Instant nap. fantastic. Warm apple cider, underrated.
I would agree. Underrated and definitely the best fall drink. And maybe one of the best seasonal drinks.
Best seasonal drink? What other seasonal drinks are there?
I don't know. I was trying to think.
Oh, spring? The McDonald's fucking green shake bullshit? I don't know what those are called.
No.
Shamrock
shake. Shamrock shake? No. No, get out of here.
The McRib, best seasonal drink.
McRibs are pretty good, though.
It always reminds me of a nice cafeteria lunch from middle school. So, yes, it is very delicious.
Yeah, you might be right. There's not too many. Hot chocolate, pretty good.
Peppermint hot chocolate, though?
Yeah, that's up there. It gives it a run for its money.
Yeah. But it's got to be real cold, though. If you're not cold to the bones, I feel like hot cocoa just ain't it. Even during the winter, though, a warm appy side would still hit the spot.
Oh, yeah. It's multi-seasonal, for sure.
I know. That's what's dirty about it. And then you don't even need to drink it warm. Guess what? Apple cider during summer? Cold?
And refreshing?
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh! I think apple cider is not only the most versatile seasonal drink, but it's also the most seasonal drink. Got him.
True. I do like limiting it, though, because then it becomes less special if you have it all the time.
100%. 100%. But also hear me out. Summertime. 100 degrees. Sweating your ass off. And a kid is selling that perfect 25-cent cup of lemonade on the corner. Tell me that doesn't slap.
It does.
It does. If the kid's got the right ratio, lemonade's up there as well.
He's probably going out of business, though. A quarter nowadays for a lemonade? I feel like inflation. It's got to be higher than that. We need to teach this kid about sound business margins.
You idiot. You're making no money. Let's go there and roast him. Give him a business lesson and then take his money and say it was a fee for the knowledge that he's gained.
There we go.
We're robbing kids next
All summer. Of the lemonade.
Exactly. Tell him, we'll take it.
We'll show you how to run the stand. Don't
worry.
We'll
kick him out of his own stand. We'll triple the profits in one day. And then we'll keep the stand. That's how to finish out the second episode. Picking on a poor kid. You have any other good ones you wanted to shout out, my guy?
No, I think that's the best way to end it for this episode.
There we go. We have some more, but we'll save them for later. That's right for it. Second epi down. Fall season. We just got started here in the early days of fall. I hope you guys are excited for it. We got a lot of great things to look forward to and a lot of great more episodes. A lot of great more episodes. Wow. Great way to finish. Thanks for listening. Peace.